Dad.
Mr. Bundy, 2191.
Mac. Mac.
Sir.
I want to get you to get me a little memo on what we talked about the other day, my asking the speaker to come in. Not to make it, not commit me to have him in every security council meeting, but the ones that I think are sufficient importance to justify his attention and to...
You want to offer him an assistant the way you had one, an intelligence briefing and that kind of thing?
Yeah, what I think I'd do is say to him that we'll have him briefed on things that are of consequence, maybe twice a month or something like that.
Yeah.
And that we'll have someone in the department designated to
answer his questions.
Answer his questions, State Department, and anytime he wants them. And we don't want to go too far because he might go to messing with contracts or something over in defense. We'll just leave the Department of State and let this boy Skull or whatever it was. He did a good job for me. Gammons did a good job.
Now, someone like that, I think Lee Stahl would regard that as a demotion. I think we can do better for him than that, Mr. President.
We'll find. So I'm talking to Secretary about it now.
All right.
Whether he should brief him and Ball brief him, I believe if they get you a memo every week, and then I can sit down and take 10 to 15 minutes, I might also brief him on on Passman a little bit, and on some of these other things that I have to take up with him. I'll have that as a come-on. Then on stuff that that needs a little evaluation and a little philosophy, let Ball or the Secretary, whichever one has time, spend with you.
Now, Mr. President, do you want to talk to him about this after breakfast tomorrow, or do you want to wait?
I would talk to him after breakfast tomorrow.
I've got a conditional pledge to talk to Smathers.
I want to see the speaker first, though.
Right. Yes, sir.
And we'll just keep Smathers waiting. But I get me that memo on it, and I want to get the Secretary of State to get me a memo saying that he pursuant to my request, he's arranging to assign a man to him to report to him and brief him and bring you up to date on everything. I'd also like a little statement that I can make the leadership breakfast about, I won't read it and then make it extemporaneously, about Hayden being no vice president and how important it is that the president pro tempore be in and have a knowledge of the legislative work, and while he has all the knowledge that there is to have about the Senate, he ought to know what the executive branch is doing too, and therefore we want him to come and sit with us, and for that reason we've asked him and so forth.
Is he going to be there tomorrow morning?
Yes, sir.
Mr. President, one more thing then. Do you, it slipped my mind. I'll catch you later.
Right. Thank you. Right. That happens to me every hour.
Sir?
I say that happens to me every hour. I want you to get a pill for that.
Right.
Okay.